Good morning. Well, if you're in Honolulu, it's still morning. It's 1:13 here, which makes it about, I don't know what, 9:13 in Honolulu. It's always morning somewhere. Doesn't matter. It's 13 past the hour. Sunday, January the 3rd, 2021. It's always morning somewhere. I got nothing. I almost didn't walk because I got nothing to say today. I got nothing to talk about. Which is kind of odd. I'm going to try to put this back in my pocket. Hopefully it didn't disturb anything. So, I wonder. I was aware of that motivation. It's like, I don't have anything to say. I don't want to walk and then just walk and have it be just footsteps in the podcast today. I really don't know what to talk about. I've been sort of lost in Factorio. I have a pretty big base built by now, and it's I find myself trying to figure out, okay, where's, I got all this stuff. What am I going next? What am I doing? I have no idea. So this morning I started to figure out how many solar panels I needed to replace my steam generators to cut down my footprint, my pollution footprint. And the answer was like 1,000. Yeah, at some point, I think at some point I'm going to get construction robots. I don't know where that happens. I don't know how to use them. This morning I also spent some time untangling my petroleum production line. What a mess. I got things everywhere. My discipline in terms of following a plan, there's having a plan and then there's following it. And I didn't really follow the plan I didn't have. I mean, you can't really follow a plan you don't have. I've been sort of playing along at home with Nilos. N-I-L-A-U-S. Nilos. 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 I don't know. He says it every time, and I don't. It goes by so fast, I don't know. He's a YouTuber. And he has what he calls a jumpstart base, and then he has the main bus. And it took me a while. I couldn't figure out what he meant by the bus. Let's get on the bus. And it turns out the bus is... It's like... the main circuit board. It's the main channel for integrating all of the pieces. And basically what it is collecting all of the various streams of material in one place. So that when you need to do something, you go to that place and you go off to the side somewhere and you find room to do the thing you want to do. And he has three hubs. So far, three hubs. I suspect there's going to be more. But I mean, you guys don't care about that. I need to go home and write, is what I need to do. I need to take this this pause in the game, this pause in the day, and go home and write something, anything. Right now I'm 3,500 words down on the year. That's only 3 days in. So, you know, a few days or 2,000 words will stem the tide, and then I get going. I can perhaps make some of that back. I've been drawn to Wazo's journal, but the story that keeps cropping up in my head is Ishmael. And I have four characters who each have to change. And I think what that means is that each book is going to be a different character change. And I know what the change is, roughly. I just need to figure out how it looks. And maybe what I need to do is start writing so I can discover what it looks like. And so, I don't know, maybe the first one will be Pip. Pip needs to change. He's kind of the linchpin to this mob. Ishmael needs to change too. He's got the largest change. Because he's going to make a break with his past. And that break is going to cause him a certain amount of grief. Natalia has a change, but hers is much more... subtle, perhaps. And Zoya's change is going to come as something of a surprise. She's not expecting this. And it comes down to expectations. It comes down to all four of them have an expectation at this point, and the readers have an expectation of each of the four characters. And so that's what has to change, because that expectation is lovely, but it doesn't give me a chance to tell a story. It doesn't give me a chance to say something about people, about relationships, about anything, really. Thinking about relationships. I've been on a CIFWA blog. Evan Winter wrote a long piece talking about why it's important for bookstores and libraries, traditionally published spaces, spaces where traditionally published books are sold, and why it's important for those places to recognize self-published authors. Now, I don't know if I agree with him. There's almost everything in that blog post is from the 29th. Go to sifwa.org/blog if you want to read. But everything on that blog post is absolutely right until it gets to the end. Until it gets to the very end. And it makes a statement about the traditionally published spaces are the best chance to reach the most people. And that's a lie. I don't think that's true. Oh, it's not a lie. It's not a lie if he believes it. But I don't believe it's true. I don't believe that's actually the case. And part of it is the best chance. It all falls to the best chance. Because just having a chance doesn't cut it. Just having a chance, being one title in a bookstore of 100,000 titles, it doesn't cut it. Even if you're one science fiction novel in a 700 title the science fiction section doesn't cut it. Doesn't cut it. Doesn't make it. And it's like, if every, there are about, somebody will have the right data, but it seems to me there's something like 10,000 brick and mortar bookstores in the U.S. If every one of those bookstores stocked 3 copies of each of my books, A, that would be awesome. But it wouldn't be awesome if they then returned them. It wouldn't be awesome. Oops. Say it with me. Monk bust. Had to go back for it. Good morning. Or good afternoon.
You too.
I'm so scattered. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. So that would be awesome, but it wouldn't be awesome if they returned them all. And if they returned even half, it wouldn't be awesome. I don't want to have my books on a bookstore shelf. I want to have them sold out on a bookstore shelf. And the odds of that happening are pretty damn slim. Now, I don't sell very much paper compared to ebooks, but ebooks is a marketplace. And I think Evan's focus on paperback products is blinding him to the larger story. Oh, this is slick. Afternoon. I think it's blinding him to the larger story. Now, let's see, I sold... I sold something like 10,000 books last year. I probably could find a count somewhere. I know I can find a count. But I sold something like 10,000 books last year across all 20 titles. It might be more. I have to look at how much I earned. Now, the question is somebody who's peddling paperback at bookstores with 3 or 4 titles to their name, or 1 or 2 titles to their name, is that reaching that many people? I go back to the original math that I did. Let me go back to Evan Witters first. So here's the thing. His take is that it's the best chance to reach most people. And my counter argument is that the odds are so small that when you take the chances of being selected to be included on a bookshelf, and you're not paying the bookstore to stock your book like the bigs do. You're not sending out a quarterly catalog of paperback products the way a lot of indies do. Then the odds of being selected for those spaces, and that might be his point, really. The odds of being selected for those spaces is slim to none. It's very, very small. 1 in a million. So you got a 1 in a million chance of being selected, and one book out of, optimistically, 700 titles. It's probably more like 500. The odds of 1 in 500. So 1 in a million times 1 in 500 is 1 in 500 million. If I've done my odds, if I've done my math right, there's only 300 million people in the U.S. I think the odds are better to win the lottery, actually. So I'm not sure that it's the best chance. I'm not convinced. The odds seem to be against you. And I'm enough of a gamer to want to do the math and figure it out. I go back to my original math. We'll get back on that track now. When I started publishing, the average new author advance was $3,000. And 90% of them didn't earn out, so they didn't get a second contract. And they earned about a dollar a piece. So they didn't make $3,000 in the first 90 days. So the publisher didn't give them another contract. Well, $3,000 is 3,000 sales in 90 days. That's what I'm up against. That's what I have to beat in order to beat TradPub. 3,000 in a month on a single title. On the initial offering of a single title. And I make that easily. I usually make double that. I have to look and see what I've got on Finwell Bay. Not Finwell Bay. Dark Knight. It's probably close to 1,000 already. And it's only been a couple weeks. I have to look and see. I haven't really been paying that close attention to the sales because it doesn't really matter. It is what it is. Taken on a catalog level, I earned way more than that in December. So part of it is that all of my old books are helping to defray the cost of the new books and making it so that I can make a very comfortable living doing what I love to do, which I should be doing rather than playing Factorio, just to bring it back. But my hyper-focus has kicked in, and I'm having a very hard time breaking it. I'm taking little steps. I'm making sure I get the walk in. I don't know if it's helping or not, but I'm getting the walk in. Third day in a row. If I can do 21 days, that's a habit. I'm also doing 10 push-ups. 8 in the morning and 8 at night. 10 push-ups. First day was pretty easy. Second day, it was a little tough. This morning, I could really feel it. I feel it in my stomach muscles. I feel it in my shoulders. So, it doesn't seem like very much. 10 push-ups twice a day. Well, that's 20 push-ups a day. And there was a point where I was doing 75 a day. I was doing 25 three times a day. I'd like to get back to that because I had a lot more strength, had a lot more stamina. And it does good things for my body to be a little bit stronger in the upper body, a little bit stronger in my core. So, yeah, little steps. Do the walk. Do the exercise. Try to eat a little better. I'm having my yogurt again. I got back in the habit of making yogurt every day, every week. So I'm eating yogurt every night with blueberries instead of ice cream, which is bad. So little steps. And I need to get the little step of writing up. Even if I only write like 300 or 400 words, that helps keep the deficit down. Whew. And here I am, much closer to 20 minutes than I was 21. Good. I was about to say it feels good, but no, it doesn't. I'm glad to be back is what it is. Because I am at the back eight, and tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.